Just connecting.
Yeah.
All good.
Hello. We have the amazing, phenomenal woman, Ingrid. Ingrid, I am so excited. I mean, I can't describe the feeling. My heart is beating so fast. I'm like a little kid in a kid's shop. Welcome.
Thanks, Miss CD, and I always love chatting to you because we always swap great ideas, and I'm sure the listeners are going to be so inspired by this chat, so I can't wait.
Ingrid, you know, I was telling somebody, the second time of Phenomenal Woman has been a different one for me because I think I've been like led through the light. I don't know if like I would think, okay, who am I gonna get as my next guest? And boom, a photograph or something will happen. And I was telling somebody the day I chose them, they had appeared three times, same with you. I was like, no. I have to have Ingrid. So thank you.
Oh, I'm so delighted to share my story, Masidi, because I love what you're doing on this podcast. And as I said to you, for me, it's about giving God the glory for what he's done for us in our lives. Because you and I go a long way back. And, we've walked ups and downs. And I think everyone does. No one gets through this life scot-free, but we've learned lessons along the way. And it's just always a privilege to share those with others and to help them grow as well.
Ingrid, before I start the podcast, I usually give a little bit of prayer. And because I always believe that I need to just get blessings. And it's just like, thank you, God, for allowing me to have Ingrid. And thank you for allowing to share this moment. May the technical stuff work well. And may we have a beautiful conversation, which I'm sure we will. So,
Definitely.
I've met you as a young, single, beautiful, amazingness, working at Unilever, busy, very committed, very, how can I say, not oh, ambitious, but not unambitious, but going your way. And then you leave. Did you leave before you got married to Andrew, or did you leave after?
It was after, yes. So I stuck it out a little bit longer in corporate. And then before I had kids, though, I did leave corporate.
Yeah. And I knew you, and then suddenly this handsome man just chucked you, came along and just took you. And I'm like, But Ingrid Barge, it's such a pleasure to know you. And now you are the founder, the CEO of your own multi-million dollar business. And you say you were an entrepreneur as you studied entrepreneur route at 6 years old. Please tell us who you are because it's so nice to hear from you who you are. Tell our listeners who you are.
Masidi, firstly, no, I don't have a multi-million dollar business, but I help multi-million dollar businesses. Actually, I wish I had just a tiny share of what they've grown into. But yes, I have been very blessed in my entrepreneurial journey. I have built a seven-figure business. Not that that means much, because at the end of the day, I don't know, maybe you're driven by money, maybe you're not. But for me, it's what I've been able to do along the way that has meant so much to me. So yes, I started my first business at the age of six. And so I think I've always been an entrepreneur at heart. And that's probably why in the corporate world, I wasn't the rah-rah out there ambitious one climbing the corporate ladder, because it just really was never me. But I'm eternally grateful, A, for the people that I met, you being one of them, but also for the lessons that I learned in the corporate world, because we both worked at Unilever, and it's amazing to be able to work on those big brands on an international level because the experience that we got and the stuff that we were taught was just invaluable and really set me up to be able to then build Metamorphosis, which is my one business. So Metamorphosis I launched in the year 2000. So it's 23
Wow.
years now, 23 years that that's been going. And that's been a long, hard journey. I don't believe in overnight successes. A lot of business coaches will promise you 6 months to a six-figure business, but I have yet to see that happen for any of my clients and including for myself. And then in so about the end of 2018, 2019, I launched another business called Working Woman's World, where I help female entrepreneurs grow their businesses. So basically, with my corporate consulting company, Metamorphosis, as you know, we consult to like the big global brands. So still to Coca-Cola, Nestle, all of those. But all that experience and all the expertise that I've gained from that, I share with female entrepreneurs. Because, I mean, you know how hard it is to be an entrepreneur. And it's not like you have big budgets. You can't afford a business coach. You know, you don't afford training. Courses are expensive. So I initially started it as a give back. And I used to do a lot of pro bono work helping females grow their businesses. And then I thought, you know what, if I really want to help, I have to monetize it as a business, because then I can help so many more people. So at the moment, I'm running two, but yes, it's keeping me busy.
I knew you when you started Metamorphosis, and I knew you were consulting. And it's so funny when you say you didn't belong in corporate. I felt like I was like the square peg in a round hole, but I was pretending so hard to fit in. But when I looked at you, you fitted. And it's so weird hearing you say that. I never felt I fitted as well. So what made you leave? What was it, something that you knew inside of you, or you were like, I need to get out of here? What made you leave corporate?
You know, Mercedes, I always knew that I was an entrepreneur at heart. And this story is quite amazing, actually, because, and I'm going to get very vulnerable and share here, because I think it's important. So when I was 18, before I went to university, I was attacked, and it was a very horrible incident. And it took me 16 years in and out of therapy to actually be able to deal with that and overcome that. And when I went to university, I really decided, you know what, I want to take this horrible situation and turn it into something positive. So my dream was actually always to start my own skincare company. And I decided way back then that when I have a skincare company and it's up and running and I'm making money, I'm going to give back and I'm going to help abused women. So I went to Unilever because I wanted to join. In those days, it was Lever Pons. That's where you were. I ended up with Lever Brothers washing clothes in the washing department, which wasn't nearly as glamorous as working on Pons. But I joined it for that exact reason. I wanted to learn skincare. I wanted to learn the industry. And that didn't happen. But I learned a lot, obviously, about marketing and innovation. And I came to that point where I decided, now's the time to leave and start my skincare business. And Metamorphosis kind of happened because I had to fund that business. And so I started consulting just to get some cash flow coming in and to launch that business. So I formulated all my skincare products and I launched that business. And then, you know what, Mercedes, when the time came for me to really give back like I wanted to, I mean, that had been my purpose, my driver. It was too sore. It was too raw. I couldn't actually face other women in similar situations because it just brought back my reality and I wasn't in a position to deal with that. So it was such a horrible realization because I thought, but this is like my purpose. I've studied chemistry at varsity. I've worked through Unilever for 8 years because this was my dream. And now I'm here and now I can't deliver. And it was a very tough place to be. Anyway, cut a long story short, I sold that skincare business. We sold shares to Sorbet, and Andrew, my husband, was very involved in the rolling out of the Sorbet group. But I kept Metamorphosis because that was honestly a good income, and I had built that business up to a good level. And you know, the amazing thing is, just before I had my first child, my son Thomas, sure, you know what it's like. You run a business and you work so hard. And I just thought, how am I going to now have a baby on top of this? Yeah. And I was thinking, you know what, this isn't for me, surely not. And I was under a lot of stress. I used to wake up in the middle of the night with these chest pains in a sweat, and then I couldn't sleep. And you worry all the time because you don't know where your next paycheck is coming from. And now I'm going to have a baby. And it was just like, oh, it was just all out of control. And I thought, surely God doesn't want this for me in my business. And also, coming back to my personality, I was working with the big corporates, and corporate life is tough, you know, and Those clients, are they demanding and their deadlines, and you have to deliver at like 150% all the time. And I was like, no, this cannot be God's vision for my life. And you know, the amazing thing was, Mercedes, I was starting to think about closing down that business. I thought, I'm going to have a baby. It's a new chapter in my life. I can explore other avenues. And then while this was all going on in my head, one of the people in my team, and you'll know her, do you remember Pippa Armstrong? She was Pippa Gibson. Pippa was working with me, and she phoned me the one morning. And bear in mind, I hadn't told a soul that I was thinking about really quitting. And because I had a team, I felt very responsible for, you know, supplying them with work, and because they've got families to support. And I thought, I can't just close this business and bail on them. So I was really praying hard, like, please God, like, how do I get out of this? What do I do? How do I cope? And the amazing thing is, Pippa phoned me the one morning and she said, you know, Ingrid, I've just been to this breakfast thing they had at their church. And she said, God spoke so clearly to me about you. And I really feel I have to tell you this. So now I'm all ears. It's like, please tell me, what did he say? And the amazing thing is, she said, God said, do not leave your business. And I'm like, oh my gosh, because I hadn't even told Pippa I was considering that. And she said, he also said that you would have enough time. You would have time for Andrew and your marriage. You will have time for your work, and you will have time for your children. And the third thing she said to me, she said, and if you lean into God, you will never be stressed again. And you know what? I thought, oh my gosh, did she get this message right? Because surely God doesn't want me to stay here. And she said to me, you need to stay in your business until God tells you to move on. And you know what, Mercedes, that's the thing. You pray for stuff, but you don't always get the answers that you want. And this wasn't what I wanted. But you know what? It was what I heard and what I had to trust in. So yes, 23 years later, Metamorphosis is still around. And the amazing thing is, I ended up having three children. And by the grace of God alone, I managed to have that time that he promised me. And I've managed to keep my business going for 23 years. And more importantly, Mercedes, honestly, I've never had that stress in my life again. That burning chest, the heart palpitations, the sleepless nights. Have I been tired? Absolutely. But I've never had that stress. And, you know, often when people say to me, like, Ingrid, how do you do it? I'll say, I live on a prayer. You know that Bon Jovi song, Living on a Prayer? It's my theme song. I love it. And that is, it's by the grace of God alone that I do it. I'd love to give you, like, I'd like to write a book and tell you about the five pointers of how to be an entrepreneur with three kids. And, you know, but honestly, it's, I live on a prayer every day. And by the grace of God, I get through every day, and he's blessed me, you know, so I'm eternally grateful for that. So I don't have this amazing story of how I did it. Literally, that's what was given to me. And I continue to lean on that because that's all I know.
Ingrid, I'm so glad you said that, because most of the ladies who come here have said exactly the same thing. They heeded God's call, they leaned into faith, and they left the fearful life behind. And most of the people who've come here, like you, have heeded God's call. And I wanted to come back to something you said, and thank you for sharing and being vulnerable. I was also attacked at the age of 18 at Varsity. I've never shared the story. So going a little bit. I caught my breath there, because it's still 36 years later, but it's still a very traumatic thing in the mind. But you know, what you were saying, and I don't want to go back, is sometimes those challenging moments lead you to a different path than you expected. And I'm sorry to hear what happened, but I also relate to it, because it, something happened to me that I'm not ready to share yet, but thank you for sharing that.
No, I was going to say, thank you for sharing that, because I know how hard it is to share that. And it's taken me many years to even be able to say that.
Yeah. And
I know that when I'm in a room with a whole lot of women, I'm not the only one that's been through a traumatic experience. I mean, we know that even in South Africa, the stats are bad. I mean, the stats are ridiculously high. So you've got to know that there are a lot of other people out there. And that's part of my reason for speaking up. Now that I sometimes have the strength to actually share my story, I realize I have to do that because we touch other people's lives. And Masidi, that's why I started Working Women's World. So I'll quickly give you that background. So my whole purpose of building my skincare company and helping abused women, well, that fell flat because, as I said, I just couldn't bring myself to go there. But as the years went by, I suddenly got to that point where I just realized, hang on a minute, there's lots of other stuff that I can do for abused women and support them. And so I started Working Women's World because I realized that, you know what, I can help female entrepreneurs build businesses. And so within Working Women's World, I have a very key purpose. I call it the butterfly effect in business. And my philosophy is this: if I can help one female entrepreneur build a business, she inspires all of those around her, not only her suppliers or her friends, but also other women who will look to her and go, oh my word, if she can do it, maybe I can too. And so she then inspires others and so on and so on. So there's this whole kind of ripple effect. And I was inspired by, it's called the butterfly effect. I don't know if you know about it, but basically the theory is that the gentle flutter of a butterfly's wings in nature can cause a tsunami on the other end of the earth, which is an amazing thought. So there is this thing called the butterfly effect. And I kind of stole that and called it the butterfly effect in business. Because again, just the one woman's inspiring story can touch so many lives. And that's why I'm so excited to be on this podcast, because that's what you're doing, Masidi. You're touching lives. So you're a part of my purpose. You're making a difference every single day. So even for me, I obviously have my Metamorphosis business, and my friends say to me, are you mad, Ingrid? Because entrepreneurs can't pay you what corporate people can pay you.
Yeah.
But Working Women's World gets me out of bed in the mornings. It's my purpose. I'm driven by that passion to inspire women, to help them build businesses. Because in that ripple effect, I so believe that there are women that need financial freedom. They need to get out of situations of domestic violence or some kind of abuse that they don't want to be in. But so often they stuck there because they don't have the finances to get out. And so I really believe that as we all in this ripple effect help other women, somewhere in that mix, there are women getting that financial freedom and they're getting out of the situation. So at the heart of my butterfly effect is really my passionate need and desire to fight gender-based violence. So yes, Working Women's World has a very strong purpose at the heart of that. And I know that I need to get out of bed every day because someone out there needs me and needs you and needs everyone else who is out there building their businesses. So yes, so that's me and where I'm at right now.
Wow, you've spoken so many things. You've hit the purpose. But I wanted to go back to heeding God's call, because Ingrid, you've always been God's child. I mean, like, you look at you and go, she's God's child. And I was struggling with my relationship with God, because I knew theoretically there's God, but there where you were living God's purpose. And I'm like, I would look at you with jealousy and envy at my time, because I'm like, how is she doing it? Because sometimes things were not working out for me, and I'm like, but there's no God, and I get angry. How do you keep faith when it feels hard? And how? I want to ask that. How do you keep the faith when the going is tough?
You know, Masidi, I also have those days, maybe weeks actually, where you just feel distance from God. You're like, come on, like seriously, where are you? And you're praying, and it's like your prayers are hitting the ceiling, and there's no breakthrough. And that is really, really tough. So please don't look at me and think I have this giant faith. I wish I did. But yes, you know, faith is something that grows. And I think, Masidi, you know, I always tell people, no one gets through this life scot-free. You know, you will look at others and think, oh, they have this amazing life. But we all have hardships, and they are real hardships. It's not these like light-hearted first world problems. I mean, those are actually a pleasure to have compared to the real things we grapple with. So for me, Masidi, I also have had my fair share of hardships. And the good thing about that is that it strengthens your faith. because you get to a point where you know it doesn't matter anymore that I don't feel close to God. He's not letting me go. It doesn't matter that I'm frustrated or angry or I'm seeing no breakthrough. He's going to carry me through this anyway. And there's a peace in that. Because, to be honest with you, I had that incident happen when I was 18. I've been attacked twice since then. So I've had three attacks. And like people go to me and go, but how did God even let that happen to you? You know, surely the first time was enough. And, you know, I always say this whole world is not the way God intended it to be. So yes, of course, I don't want to have been attacked three times. And sometimes I look back and I go, actually, yeah, that is really unfair. You know, come on, like where was the protection? But at the end of the day, who am I to have any more protection than anyone else? And we live in a fallen world and bad things happen. You know, there's like awful things happen. Everyone goes through their stuff. And at the end of the day, it's who do you choose to hang on to? Because when those bad things happen and you've got no one to hang on to, I mean, that's when it's really bad. So for me, it's about now I really have to hang on. Otherwise, I'm never going to make it through this thing. So that's what keeps my faith and I guess builds my faith. And, you know, part of you wants to go, well, I'm in a way grateful that life hasn't been smooth sailing because it's deepened my faith. But please don't look at me and think that I live this perfect faithful life. You know, I try to be positive, you know, put my best foot forward, be optimistic and all those things. But yes, of course, I have those moments where it's hard. It is hard, you know, and you just got to keep going. But you got to trust. You got to know that God has the perfect plan for your life. It might not be your plan, but it's the perfect plan. And also that he has a purpose for your life. And I think that's a really important thing in this world is to find your purpose because that keeps you going. You know, it's all very well to have a dream. And for a lot of entrepreneurs, business starts with a dream. But my gosh, you get into that business and then the going gets tough. And then your passion for your dream can fizzle out so fast. But when you have a purpose, you're living for that purpose. Like for me, if Working Woman's World is really battling, and it's been hard, Masidi, it's hard to grow an online business. It's been hard to figure out the space because I built a successful business, but that was offline. You know, it's a whole different ballgame. So Working Woman's World has really been a difficult journey, maybe easier because I've had the experience before, but it's a different ballgame. And, you know, so often I've wanted to give up and then I go, no, I can't give up. This is my purpose. Those bad things that happened, I've turned them into something good. And there are women out there that need to hear the story, that need to be inspired, that need to build businesses, that need to get out of the situation. So get up, show up, and don't give up. And yes, we keep going.
That is amazing. And you know what? I always say that these also teach me because I always listen for God's lesson to me because I'm in the same boat. A phenomenal woman is my purpose. I know that. And I gave up on it because I wasn't able to figure out how to monetize it. And I got tired. And you do get that. But before I talk about it, how you started the cosmetic business? And you discovered that's not your purpose. Does your purpose, because I found it doesn't just come to you like that. It takes snookies and snookies. When did you discover your purpose? Did you discover it? It came like you, oh, hello, my name is Purpose and I'm coming to you. How did you discover your purpose?
You're so right. It's not something that just comes to you. And I think firstly, you need to be seeking your purpose.
Yeah.
But some people don't seek a purpose. And like I say, everyone has got one and it's a good idea to find that purpose. Otherwise, you really can't keep going. It will keep you going when you want to give up.
Yeah.
And then I think secondly, don't be too attached to the outcome. So you can start off thinking, this is my purpose. This is what I feel passionate about. This is what I want to do. Because like in my case, I mean, I spent years investing in that purpose. It wasn't actually what the plan was. And so I think, step out, get going on the journey, but be open to the fact that it will develop and it will evolve. And then one day you wake up and you realize, this is it. suddenly that penny drops. But it's definitely not something that can just fall in there. So having said that, I have a whole 8-week program that I teach to entrepreneurs. And in module one, we talk about purpose because I know the value of having a purpose in your business. And we go through this whole process of trying to identify your purpose. So yes, there's a process to do that, but that only takes you so far. As you start to live it, it evolves and then grows. And if you're on the right path, it'll grow into something beautiful. And if you're on the wrong path, you'll be shown another path. And so you can't go wrong, but you're right. Don't expect that it's just going to suddenly happen and be perfect, because life's not like that, unfortunately.
The second thing I wanted to debunk a myth, and I love it. You've got two businesses, and one is Metamorphosis and one is Working Women's World. And the one is like purpose filled, but the other one also has its purpose. Maybe can you explain to women? Because I always go, but I want to follow my purpose. And people are like so gung-ho on following the purpose, but that's not how life works. You can't be so purist. Please, can you explain to me, how does that work when someone says, but I want to follow my purpose and my purpose, and then, but there are times that you are thinking, actually, let me be rational about this.
You're right, Nasidi, because you know what? My purpose that I've explained to you in Working Woman's World sounds all sorted. You know, I've got my butterfly logo that fits with the butterfly effect in business. It fits with the whole theory about the tsunami, that, you know, it all hangs together. But remember, I am in marketing. So if I couldn't get that story sorted, then I wouldn't be doing a good job. But in reality, even if you can't get your whole story sorted to that extent, you can live out your purpose. And for me, Mercedes, I think in my corporate business, in Metamorphosis there, my purpose really there is to make a difference in that corporate business world. And I think that we don't realize the lives we touch and the difference we make every day. Yeah. I'll never forget, you know, when I was still at Unilever with you, one, and I won't mention names, but one of our marketing directors, he resigned, and he was going on to another corporate company. And in his farewell speech, he actually thanked me because he said that the way that I worked made him realize that he was a higher being. Didn't quite know how to take that, but anyway. But I remember it was little things. And I thought, like, how did he even know that I was a Christian? I didn't for 1 minute think I was vaguely touching his life. You know, the directors were like on another floor to us. Like, we were in those open plan little cubicles, you know, and they were up there. But the amazing thing, because I asked him and he said to me, Ingrid, on your wall, and it wasn't a wall because we had those pillars. So on my pillar, I printed out, and they were like Bible verses. I can't even remember it in detail, but I'd put that on my little pillar next to my cubicle because, you know, every now and again, you need like a bit of inspiration and help to keep going. And I'd put it up there, and he had seen that and he had read that, and it had made this huge impact on his life and the way he saw work and the way he saw God. And I mean, I in a million years would never have expected that, because I did that for me, not for anyone else. But that's the thing, by just stepping out there and leading the life that you know that you were called to lead, that's your purpose. And you touch lives every day. And, you know, you might think that it's people that go into the mission field into Ethiopia to go and do missionary work that touch lives. Yes, they do. But the mission field is right out there in the corporate world too. In fact, the minute you step out of your front door, you're entering the mission field and you have a purpose every day. So, yes, for those listening, don't worry about having this perfectly planned out purpose and branding it and all the rest. Just get out there and live, because you're making a difference and that's your purpose.
I love that. I also believe we have gifts. I always believe, and I figured a long time ago, that we have a purpose and the gifts help you with your purpose. And I love what you say. It's not going to be easy, because we're going to get bored if it's easy. And I think God throws those challenges at us to expand, to, you know, we're limitless people, so we can't be in a box. So the box has to expand for us to give more and more and more. What do you think your gift is?
Oh, Masidi, you know, I think I'm very blessed. In fact, most of the time, I think I'm God's favorite. Probably everyone says that.
You are anointed, girl. You are anointed. Own it and take and say.
No, I'm not. But I am blessed with gifts, and everybody actually is. And, you know, for me, I think in the work that I do, one, I think what does come across is I don't come across as too forceful. You know, I think that I'm a lot more approachable. And I think also that certainly my intellect is a gift, because strategy is my strong point. And that requires a lot of thinking. And I can assure you that is definitely a gift. So I think for me, those are the two big things. And then I am an empath, you know. So I think those years in corporate have been great, because I see my clients and I see what they go through. And yes, I'm there and I'm helping them on projects and I'm growing businesses and brands. But there's a human side to me. And often I really have the privilege of connecting with my clients, because I see what they go through. I mean, you know, those pressures in the corporate world and that need to succeed, and you're always being judged before you have your next, you've got the KPIs and all that kind of stuff. And in a corporate world, often there aren't people who actually care to check, are you doing okay? They just care about the work that you do. So I do try and reach out to my clients that I can see are battling, because I've walked that walk and I know how hard it is. And you just want to reassure them and listen to them. So yes, I guess that's my other gift that I've been given there. And it's a pleasure and an honor for me to be able to use those in the work that I do.
I love your working women's world. I mean, I'm not as into your other, am I saying it right?
Yes, working woman's world, yes.
I love it. I'm not into Metamorphosis. I've known about it, and I knew about your cosmetics. And you know what I love about working woman's world is your feminine energy. It screams. And when I say feminine energy, please, it's strong, sensual, soft, yet it is so action-orientated. So I think people, when you say feminine energy, they imagine, hey. But what I love about it, it invites me as a female to acknowledge my femininity. It acknowledges my own ways of, you know, coming into this world, because that's why we were born. That's why God brought us here. And I love listening to you teach. And I think actually wisdom, you should add wisdom and teaching as part of your gifts, because I look at you and I think, wow, that's an amazing and beautiful way. And I know there's a lot happening, so I need to say thank you. The second thing I want to say about you is there's a spiritual energy, and I think people won't understand it because it doesn't scream. It just is underlying. You just feel embraced and loved. So please, I just wanted to say that is, you yourself and that business embrace spirituality, embrace femininity, embrace energy, and embrace love. And that's, I think, what a lot of people need in these days, love, being loved, being connected. And I wanted to say that about it, about the business.
Thanks, Masidi. That means so much to me. It really does. Because when I started with business coaching and consulting, especially with female entrepreneurs, you know, you obviously look at your competitors because you want to differentiate yourself. But most people in the coaching space, not everyone, but a lot of them are very like ambitious, rah, rah, energy, let's get going. And it's like, build this business, do this. And, you know, that's not my personality at all. Mm. And that kind of personality is very inspiring. It's very reassuring. You kind of feel like, okay, that's the expert. They know what they're doing. And everyone's like, wow. And they just want to go with that. And I thought, but that's not me. So am I really cut out to do this? And then I thought, you know what? At the end of the day, I need to differentiate myself, but I need to be true to myself. Yeah. And I had to go, you know, we always talk about authenticity, and it's true. In this modern marketing world, you can't fake it. You can't fake it till you make it. You can't try and be someone else, especially on social media, because authenticity shines right through. And I had to sit back and say to myself, when I was doing like a personal branding exercise, so who am I really? And what am I offering? And I realized that, you know what, there are a lot of people out there where, especially entrepreneurs, where it's like overwhelm. It's yeah. everything so busy and rushed, so many hats to wear, so many decisions to make, so much doubt and uncertainty, and it's just go, go, go. And I realized actually, the way I come across comes across a lot more calmly. So I'm not the rah-rah either. I'm more the, let me take you by the hand. Let's sit down. Let's take a deep breath. Let's chat about your business. And I'll walk you through to the other side. And that's my style. And I can be true to that because there are enough women out there that will go, oh, that's exactly what I need. I just need some calm. I just need yeah. someone to take control and help me. So I think that's really important to always be true to yourself. And what you have to offer is appealing, not to everyone, but certainly to enough people out there for you to remain true to you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Now I'm going to touch on maybe not too many personal, you're a mom to three. And I was telling you earlier, Ingrid, please be kind to me. I might be late. I have a twin. Tell me about a mom to teenage. How do you tell women out there who have husband, a business, two businesses, three teenagers? How do you, and I know you're going to be so authentic about it, how do you handle it all? How do you cope with teenage dom? How do you coping with wife, mom, but being Ingrid? Where does Ingrid come in that mixture?
I feel like you're asking the wrong person yet because I don't have good advice on this. In fact, most days I feel like I'm seriously failing as a mom, but they're still alive. And I see every now and then I see a smile on their faces. So it's okay. We do okay. You know what, Masidi, I think raising children is tough. But the part of the reason I left the corporate world was because I wanted to try and be at home for my kids. So I'm not in a financial position where I can't work. You know, I can just be a stay-at-home mum. I had to work. So that's good. And I love what I do. But I wanted to be able to balance being a mum and also working. I haven't got that balance right. But you know what? As I say, I pray every day, please give me wisdom. Please give me patience. Please give me understanding. Because honestly, I don't know what I'm doing with my kids half the time, but I am there for them and I love them unconditionally. And I've always made it a policy to put my family first. In fact, yeah. you can chat to anyone on my team. When anyone joins my business, I will always tell them in this company, we put our family first. Because yeah. if you need to drop everything and go and pick up your child from school or there's an emergency, we've got the rest of the team that will pick up the slack. So mm-hmm. I'm very strict about that. It's family first. So do I always succeed in that? No, I do sometimes slip up, but that's how I try to live. And what I always say to my kids, especially if, let's say, I've got to go and travel for work and they complain, I explain to them, do you realize that there are lots of children out there whose parents work night shift or they'll work from like 8 to 5, get home at 6. You get to see me. I get to come to your sports matches and your other school events. And I get to, if you call me from my office, I get to come and do homework with you. So you actually have the best of both worlds. And my kids have obviously grown up just only knowing this way and they're great about it. But it's always a challenge, Masidi. You know, and no one gets it right. I don't care how many books you want to read about balancing and whatever. You know what? You just embrace it and go with the flow. But I think, as I say, if you put your family first and you just love them, I think that covers a multitude of sins. I hope. I'll tell you once they've all left home.
I love your approach. And I love the fact that you are so embracing of whatever comes and you go, you know what? That's going to come and I'm going to handle it. And I think sometimes it's something you said, Eddie, I've suffered burnout for the last 2.5 years. My body just gave in. And I was like, oh my word, this body that had put me in a lot of, you know, drive and, you know, energy just said, no, no more. So I had to take time off. I see you taking holidays and I wonder, do you take time, really time, to for self-care? And how do you handle the stress? You said you don't really stress anymore, but I want to know, what do you do for self-care, for Ingrid's time to pour more into your cup? And how do you handle stress? And I know you pray, but there's a woman out there who's listening to you and saying, I'm unable to cope. I've got 3 kids, got a business to run, I've got a husband. Please help me. How do I do this for myself?
Masidi, it's such a good question. And my answers might not be right for everyone, but I'm so happy to share with you what I do. And I've learned this along the way because, like you, well, I almost suffered burnout twice. I nearly ended up in hospital twice. I had to learn the hard way. You know, some you learn the first time. I'm like a little bit hard-headed. I have to have it twice before I learn my lesson. But burnout's going to happen to anyone in this day and age if you don't watch out. And in fact, it normally happens to the strongest people because you think you can cope and you just keep going. It's so important to listen to your body. So what I learned over the years is, one is boundaries. So important to have boundaries and put them in place. So things like, I'll never travel on a Friday or a Monday, because otherwise you spend the weekend preparing for Monday when you have to travel for business. So that's one. My team, a small one, but made a big difference in my life. I don't work on the weekends either, because you have to have that downtime. So that's the other one that I do. And I do exercise as much as I possibly can. So at least 3 times a week, because for me, I love to exercise and that does de-stress me a lot. So that's what I do. And then other than that, I get to bed early. I have to have my sleep. If I don't have my sleep, I'm just useless, actually. So, you know, other than that, it is holidays. I take a whole month off in December, and then I do try and take like a good chunk of time in the middle of the year. And then it's long weekends here and there. But taking time off, you do need to do. And also, you know what? When you're running your own business, you always feel like, well, I can't take time off. I've also learned how to delegate, because most entrepreneurs, they'll start their businesses on their own. And we all have to do that. But you want to get to a position as soon as possible where you can start offloading some stuff. It doesn't mean you have to hire someone full time. You can get a student in to help you clip your videos or help you with your posts for social media. Those are huge time sucking things that you're not really adding much value. So delegating those little tasks and just starting to head in that direction is really, really important. The biggest thing for me, though, Masidi, is strategy. And that's what I teach. So my 8-week program I spoke about, it's called the Focus for Growth program, because when you focus on fewer things, you actually grow your business faster. As entrepreneurs, we try to do so much, and you want to grow your business. You try this, you try that, you're doing so many things, you come up with lots of ideas, but you don't know which one to go with, so you just kind of do them all, or as many as you can. Actually, if you take a step back and you focus on the big things that really move the needle in your business, you can do less. And you're not diluting your effort or any of your resources. So you actually then end up growing your business faster. So as I say, that's what I teach, because I learned that. In fact, when I was running Metamorphosis, I got to that point of burnout and I thought, like, what am I doing? I'm helping these big corporate brands grow and these businesses grow, but yet I can't even sort myself out in my tiny business. And then I thought, you know what? Let me start applying what I teach there to my business. So I literally took a step back, looked at my business, really analyzed what would move the needle, and then focused on that. So it is about having a strategy, and then it's about putting together a plan to action that strategy. And when that plan's together, you just follow that plan. You don't go for all the shiny new objects out there, because the strategy is there to guide you. And if you have faith in your strategy, you know your plan will get you to the other side. And so that's really what I teach. I teach entrepreneurs what strategy is, how it will change your life, and how it will help you to grow with putting less effort in. So it might sound like a bit of a buzz thing, you know, work less and grow your business faster, but that is honestly how you do it.
I believe in that. I really do. I honestly do. But I do want to come back to your business and I want to talk to entrepreneurs there because we're coming to that. And you've spoken about it, and I've always wanted to do it. And I'm now, I need to get over my exhaustion because I do get tired. But I want you to tell me, I'm an entrepreneur. Who is it for? Is it for entrepreneurs already in business, or is it for entrepreneurs like I'm in corporate, I'm thinking of jumping in? Because I get a lot of people who are like, I've had it. It's toxic. I want to be home with my mom, my children. I don't have time, but I don't know how to jump in. I need help. Or that, like me, the one who's, I've got two kids, but I get burnt out. Or I'm in the middle of a business and it's not doing what I wanted to do. Who are you going for, and how, what do you do for them, and how do they get hold of them, of you, of them?
So, Masidi, I don't work with startup businesses.
Yeah.
Mainly because I find most people starting a business are really excited. They haven't yet experienced all the things that can go wrong. So they don't feel like they need help. And you will have seen this. People start a business, they've got a great idea, and normally they are great ideas. They've got a brand name, they've got a logo, they put together their website, and off they go, which is great. I always feel like they've wasted their money on their website because they don't even know what they need to be communicating yet. But you know, you've got to fail forward. And then off they go, and then maybe it's 6 months down the line, or maybe a year down the line, maybe longer, they realize, oh, hang on a minute. It's like, now it's a mess. I don't know how to grow this business. Like, it's going, but how do I grow it? But it's going and it's wearing me out. Like, what do I do about that? How do I find help? Do I hire someone? They, like, so many decisions to make.
Yeah.
And that's where I come in. So yeah. I work with people that already have a business and they realize, I need help. Having said that, like I said, it can be 6 months into your business, but I also deal with people who have been in business for years, but they have the same problems. It's like they've got their business to a certain level, and now what? How do I grow? So I'm all about strategic business growth. Doesn't matter what part of your journey you're on, whether you're taking your business from a loss to a profit or from a five-figure business to a six-figure business, the same principles apply. And that's where I come in. And as I said, just teach you strategy. So where a lot of people will go, I'll teach you my strategy. This is how I built my seven-figure business. I don't believe in that. I believe that every business is different and every business comes at different stages. So I teach you strategy, what strategy is and how to put together a strategy so that you can do that in the future. You can learn from me once and then you can apply it, you know, ongoing in the future as well. So for me, that's much more valuable than teaching you my way. Of course, I share the way I did it, but it's not for everyone. I help show people how to do the best strategy for their businesses.
Wow, Ingrid, but how do I get hold of you? I mean, I know you are on Instagram because I watch your videos and I watch your talks and your I love your website, by the way, I have to say.
Oh, thanks, Masidi.
How do people get, are you on LinkedIn? I know I find you on Instagram, but can you tell people where to get hold of you? And maybe indicating like where would they get pricing, how long, the logistics of it. We're not going to speak about it, but the logistics of these courses.
Yes. So on my website are all the details of the offers that I have. So I have my signature program, which we've spoken about now, the Focus for Growth formula. I do one-on-one consulting, and I have a monthly membership called the Butterfly Cocoon. So you can go to my website, www.world.co. Mm-hmm. But also, if you want to have a look at my Butterfly Cocoon, because that's often where people will come into our working woman's world and just kind of learn and grow and then maybe go, okay, no, I love what's happening here. I want to learn more and then move on to doing the Focus for Growth formula. Because my Butterfly Cocoon is a monthly subscription, but I offer you weekly business advice. And we have a big monthly masterclass. I'll train you on a topic. We have guest experts coming in there. And then obviously the support of the community of all the other entrepreneurs as well. So that's for like affordable bite-sized learning that doesn't overwhelm you, but that just gently works with you to move your business forward. And that a lot of people find, as I say, a good entry point. So I'm actually opening up my doors to my butterfly cocoon again next week. But either way, if you just go to www.world.biz, it'll take you straight to the details for the butterfly cocoon. So yes, I'd love to welcome more ladies in there, because that's where I can really support and help you at a very affordable price. It's less than a bag of groceries a month, and help you to grow your business and support you there.
I'm laughing because I'm like, we need that a title there. And I'm like, okay, who's going to help with the technology? But we will figure that out. But I love it. And your next, you said the butterfly, or the one, the basic one? When does that start?
My butterfly cocoon is running, but I tend to open doors and let a whole lot of members in, yeah, and then close doors. But I'm reopening doors again next week because it's Women's Month. And yes, so I'm opening up doors and letting new members in. So, but as I say, if ladies, when they hear this now, just go to www.world.biz, you'll actually see all the details there and you can join. And I'd love to have you in there because, like I said, if I can help you, you're part of my butterfly effect. You're inspiring others. You're making a difference. And I really want to encourage all the listeners on that, Nasini. It doesn't matter where you are at in your business. Every day that you show up, you're making a difference in someone's life. So please keep going. And if I can help in any way, please let me know. And DM me on Instagram. So my handle is @workingwomansworld. It's woman's world, not woman's world. But you'll see my little pink butterfly there, which is a dead giveaway to my logo.
Okay. Ingrid, are you on LinkedIn?
I am on LinkedIn, Masidi. There I'm sort of much more focused on my corporate clients. So that's my metamorphosis business.
Yeah.
You know what it's like with marketing your business. You've got to actually speak to your target market through channels where you know they hang out. And obviously, for female entrepreneurs, yes, they are on LinkedIn, but Instagram is where I've built my brand and my following. And on LinkedIn, it's more the sort of corporate stuff that I share there. So yes, for the ladies listening here, your target market, I would say, see me on Instagram.
I see a lot of them on LinkedIn as well. Even though they're there in their corporate face, there are lots of them who are writing to me and saying, I can't do this anymore, I need help. And I would love to give them that kind of here's where you need to go to if you need this help. So that's why I was asking if they can also DM you on LinkedIn for you to help. Yeah. Wow, Ingrid, I tell you, and I've said this before, I always know that God wants me to talk to someone because God has a message for me. And so thank you for my messages. My message is I do have a purpose, so thank you. My message is I do have a gift, so thank you. My message is don't tie yourself in a box, girl. Do what you do what's possible. My message is pray, lean in, and always have faith. My message is that things do happen, but it strengthens your faith. And I love how you've come across, and you are a beautiful, powerful, amazing, phenomenal woman who has been a blessing to me. So I wanted to say thank you for, first of all, the delays and helping me technically. Ingrid, I'm really thankful, and thank you for being my guest, being powerful, positive, and not only just that, but saying it as it is. You're not covering up, and I love that about you.
Oh, Masidi, thank you so much. It's been absolutely awesome to be here, to connect with you. And thank you for being true to your purpose, because I know we chatted quite a while ago when you were doing Phenomenal Woman, and I thought it was such awesome stuff, because you know me, I totally believe in a woman supporting women in business, and I know, and I knew you could do it, and I so believed in you. And you know what, you didn't give up. You just had to take a step back, which is fine. But now you're back. And I'm so glad you're back because I know you're going to do amazing things. I fully support you. I'm so glad that I could be here to support you today. And I'm going to be watching you, but we're going to connect. I think we need to do more of these kind of things together because we have a similar purpose. Even if our gifts are slightly different, together, I think we can do amazing things. And there's so many other women out there as well. So I love being part of a community and for us to be able to share like this because that's like what makes it all the worthwhile, you know? So thank you so much. It's been awesome.
Thank you, Ingrid. I'm learning, but I've learned now, like things happen and I'm okay if they happen so slowly. I'm in the slow lane now. So I'm like, okay, I need to take care of myself first. So that's my priority now is me and then my daughter. And then the rest, I think, will come. But this has been amazing. Fantastic.
Been amazing for me as well. And you're right, it's in God's timing. What that is, we never know, but we just go with the flow.
Wow, ladies, today I've been blown again. I always say this. I'm like, it can get better. It gets better and better and better. Thank you. Thank you. Phenomenal woman, Ingrid Bach. You can catch her on Instagram. You can catch her on LinkedIn if you're on LinkedIn. She's got amazing programs. I'm going to go for it. I hope you are going for it. Sister, are you listening to me? Are you listening? If you want that business to buzz, go to Ingrid. Working Women's World on Instagram. And we're going to put the website. I'm sure we will. We'll get help. The website and the details of how you can get hold of Ingrid. And remember, next week she's opening up her one membership. Butterfly Cocoon. Is that the one? She's opening up. Please, please sign up. Amazing. She said it's like a bag of groceries. I don't know which ones. Pick and Pay, ShopRite, Checkers, or Woolworths. But amazing. I do recommend this. I've worked with Ingrid. And I tell you, as an entrepreneur, I've gone through a lot. I recommend you go for this. Thank you so much, Ingrid. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Masidi. Take care. Thanks, everyone, for listening as well. Bye.
Bye.